Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before we get into the details of Shashti Tithi, just a word for all those learners who want to know what is their transit, which tithi they are born in, what is the current tithi transiting the earth and so on. Download the Jyotish app. I have put the icon in the main slide, so you can see that blue box with a white fire flame kind of. It's a free app, there are no hidden attachments, nothing. I've used it. I endorse this particular app for all your muhurtas and your tithi calculations. Now let's begin. We come to the sixth tithi of Shashti. Shashti means six, number six. And also when you are evaluating this particular tithi, think of the sixth house, Virgo. All the qualities kind of tally with this. So what about Shukla Shashti? Okay, the people born with the angular distance between the sun and moon from 60 degrees to 72 degrees are born under Shashti Tithi. So if the difference in the angles is 60 to 72, either on the waxing side of the moon cycle or waning side of the moon cycle, on the 180 plus, right, they are born in Shashti. The deity is Skanda or Kartikeya. For those in the new age, you talk of Pleiades, right? Kartikeya is the story of Pleiades in Vedic lore. He was brought up by seven virgins. Pleiadians are seven sisters. So you do the math. You can do the research on what I have done in nakshatras also. Think of Kritika Nakshatra. Kritika Nakshatra is Kartikeya. That's why the name. Okay. Warrior spirit and guardian power. Element is fire. Kartikeya's name is also Skanda or Kartikeya, the celestial general. He's the general of the army, very warrior-like spirit, guardian of Dharma. He's the younger son of Lord Shiva. So element is fire, deity is Skanda or Kartikeya. He's the celestial general of the army. So think of such qualities of army general when you're talking of Shukla Shashti. Those souls who are born under this sthiti take on this kind of a suit. The soul is taking on essentially a suit of warrior or commanding position. Okay. So psychic abilities for such people, fearless and martial-like. These individuals embody the archetype of the protector. They are driven by courage, independence, and instinct to defend others. They carry the psychic force of guardianship. A warrior spirit inspires strength in all around them. So you can go to Murugesha, as it's called in southern part of India. Lots of temples there of Skanda. Martial discipline, physical yoga, practices of courage channel their fire into dharmic protection. So they have this fire, but think in terms of celestial army general, meaning he's guardian of dharma, of the good things. What to be wary of? Their fiery courage may become impulsiveness, recklessness, or combative pride. This is the ego shadow side they should avoid. They must temper martial energy with compassion and protection of dharma. What is right? You need to protect that. That's the story told here. Personality. They are honest to the point of being blunt, hardworking. Shashti-born individuals speak their mind regardless of consequences. They have leadership qualities but may face criticism for their directness. They are connected to nature and should engage in professions related to the environment. Life lesson. Protection of nature, solving karmic issues related to earth. Big one, isn't it? The environmentalists of the earth, the natural ones. They are the Shashti people. Remedy is planting trees, rainwater harvesting, offering pomegranate juice to Sri Yantra for protection. You can do lots of research on this on your own time. Let me share some notes from my other classes. Shashti. Always being punished for being outspoken. Parents always seem to be in different PTA meetings. Kids who do not fear results or outcome. Very rash. The day starts with an argument. Brutally honest people. Extremely blunt with words. Hard working. Extremely materialistic. They give practical advices to people. Problem of evil eyes for them. This evil eye concept is there in the Indian tradition. What does it mean? Essentially, even somebody looks at you with jealousy. Let's say you have, as children, somebody has scored a higher marks than your child. If that child gets jealous of this one, that is the evil eye. Basically, envy. Okay. Even if they are younger in family, they behave as the elder in family. Imagine that. I guess this comes around because the deity is Skanda. He is the younger brother of Lord Ganpati. So even if they are younger in the family, they behave like the elder one. They are constantly challenging established rules. They may have sexual issues related to their performance and so on. Lower abdomen issues, especially in their progeny, and are very conscious of their looks. Choice of clothes very finicky. Remedy, like I said, is to plant trees, become closer to nature, and protection to nature is their life lesson. Do profession related to forests, natural products, rainwater harvesting, farming, and so on. Remedy is doing puja of Sri Yantra, juice of pomegranate poured on Sri Yantra. You can even recite the Lalita Sahasranama. I have covered that entire Sahasranama translation on this channel. To protect the progeny and lineage from bad things, they are born to solve the karma of earth, forests, trees, protection of the earth. Another remedy would be to learn to dance. Move your body in grace. That's what it will give. Now let us see the differences between the Shukla and the Krishna parts of this sthiti. So here's a look at the Krishna and Shukla parts of the sthiti. Well, Shukla part, as we have spoken earlier in many others also, they are outward. So warrior spirit and the guardian power which belongs to Shashti now goes outward. So it carries the fight to the external world. Tone is one of growth oriented, protective and martial, going aggressively forward, something like Mars, okay? This is one of the reason people who have a Mars aggressive, over-aggressiveness go to either Lord Hanuman or they go to this deity, Skanda, Kartikeya, for calming the Martian energy down, giving the proper guidance. Mars needs a target, isn't it? Psychic inclinations, for them, natives embody valor, youthful courage and the instinct to protect. They are natural guardians of family, community or dharma, the righteous path. Their siddhi is protection. Their job is protection, power to defend, lead, inspire courage in others. These are fearless army generals. Function would be martial disciplines, house building, fertility rituals, protecting children and dependents. This is what the soul is here to do. Mode is constructive and moving outward, defends and builds and radiates protective fire. That's the best possible outcome, kind of. Again, they have to be careful with all this aggressive Martian fire in them, practically speaking. You have to channel in the right ways. Learn to teach your kids to dance if they are born in Shashti. Graceful dancing or doing Tai Chi kind of thing, graceful movements that will bring a little coordinated effort from physical to their mind. Krishna Shashti, on the other hand, becomes courageous protector and karmic fighter. These are the ones who take up social causes, fight for social injustice kind. The tone is release oriented, confrontational and karmic kind. These individuals are forged through adversity. Their gift is channeling the fiery courage to confront karmic battles. It's a little tough one. I would suggest them reciting the Lalita Sahasranama and doing some Sri Yantra Puja, like I said before. Protect others in crisis. Their siddhi is valor through struggle. It's a little difficult path to walk, isn't it? It's like walking on fire. Turning hardship into spiritual strength. Skanda Shashti fasts. So whenever Shashti happens in the transits, you can do fasting on those days. Taking martial vows, spiritual warfare against negativity. Like I said, these are spiritual warriors, but you have to channel them properly. You have to channel aggressiveness, calm it with, let's say, dance and music. Go in nature. Nature will help them. Like I said, their karma is with the earth. They are protectors of environment, guardians of the earth. Burns away weaknesses, confronts karmic foes and purifies through fire. I'll see you in the next, which Saptami. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.